For many soldiers, the transition from military life to civilian life can be a challenging one. That change is often amplified by injuries sustained in combat, both physical and emotional. Even though the memories of those traumatic events will always be there, some soldiers are able to find solace in rehabilitation programs like Project Healing Waters. APRN's Josh Edge has the story.
Juan Aguilar is a veteran of six combat tours split between Iraq and Afghanistan. A bullet wound to the stomach during his final deployment in 2007 is what ultimately brought him back to the U.S., but it was the diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder that had the biggest impact on his life. Juan suspects he had PTSD after his very first deployment to Afghanistan that started 3 weeks after the terrorist attack on 9/11. What he saw in combat shook him.
It's kind of a helpless feeling to see young kids die and not be able to help them. And I had one die in my arms. So, you know, it's pretty nerve-wracking. And it finally all hit me at once with the injuries and stuff like that. So the doctors diagnosed me with that. And then with the traumatic brain injury I had, it was more reason for them to not allow me to go back.
After the diagnosis was made, Juan cycled through a few different PTSD treatment programs. And they helped some, but he continued to struggle.
I thought I was alone with the problems that I had with the post-traumatic stress. And how could this happen to me? I've always picture myself as a tough infantry soldier. How could this be?
But in 2009, Juan was introduced to Project Healing Waters while at the Puget Sound VA in Seattle. Not long after, he was attending fly tying and fly fishing classes in the newly created Alaska chapter of the program. Now, he's hooked. Some days, he might be at Green Lake trying to perfect his casting technique. Other days, you might find him sitting in the Soldier Family Assistance Center on Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, tying flies to use on an upcoming fishing trip with a group of people who, not all that long ago, were complete strangers. That may have bothered him a couple years ago, but now he looks forward to it every week.
It just hit me, you know, it's like, wow, I actually enjoy doing that. And before, going to where there's a lot of people in an enclosed room, no, it's not a good thing for me. But it didn't seem to bother me. And I came in and walked around and I said, yeah, this is something I like.
The atmosphere at the fly tying class is very relaxed. Some people are getting instruction, while others might just show up to shoot the breeze. Mike Harsh is a board member of Alaska Fly Fishers, the sponsoring organization of Project Healing Waters in Alaska. He's been volunteering with the program for a few years.
It's just sitting down and talking about fly tying and, oh man, you should have seen the one that got away yesterday. And it really brings people kind of out of their shells, and you know, and we have all good, pretty much good senses of humor around here, and I think that's infectious. I think they really relax around us.
The national program was established in 2005, but the Alaska chapter is in the middle of its third summer. It started out small, with only a handful of participants its first year, but Juan says it's been growing steadily each year, with about 50 participants now. The program also organizes fly fishing trips throughout the summer. Last year, Juan went on a trip to Kodiak where he was able to catch every species of salmon in 1 week.
I'll never forget that trip. I mean, that's where it was a great trip. I had a blast, and the only worry I had was I had to leave in a week.
Juan says his life has improved since taking part in Project Healing Waters and recommends it to any soldier who is looking for help.
There's so much to gain. There's not much you got to give. All you have to do is make the time available to come here and learn, and you can see how the healing process will take us own toll and start going into the right direction you need.
Since Project Healing Waters has had such a profound impact on Juan's life, he gives back as much as he can, with the hope that the program can help other soldiers and veterans make a smooth transition to civilian life. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.